Andy, really difficult day for you and your side, but it all started so brilliantly. America were 16 for 4 and in real trouble when they were batting.
Yeah, started really well, but pretty much from there on it was pretty brutal stuff from us, not good enough. Rustiness maybe, but we can't afford to start like that. First game, we've got to start better and we know that. The guys are obviously disappointed, but we've got to turn around tomorrow.
It was a brilliant spell from Barry McCarthy. You went with the additional, the third over, and he found that third wicket to reduce America for 16 for 4. But after that, nothing really seemed to go right with the ball.
Yeah, we knew it was a pretty good wicket and we'd have to work hard for the 10 wickets if we wanted to get them. I thought it was pretty similar when they bowled. But we just didn't create enough chances. We didn't bowl well enough. They played brilliantly, I have to say, but we gave them a lot of bad balls to hit as well, which is disappointing. So, like I said, we don't have long to regroup. We've got to do it and get out here tomorrow.
Those two left-handers for USA, Gajanan Singh, and then the late cameo from Marty Kane, they were spectacular innings, some of the strokes from Gajanan Singh in particular. Were you expecting the American side, the batters, to be of this quality with all the players that they were missing?
That's obviously the disappointing thing from us is they were missing so many players, but the guys came in and had clear plans and hit the ball really well, and we were just a bit off with the ball, and you can't afford to be that off with the ball when you're playing international teams, and certainly we know a lot more about them now than we did earlier. We'll hopefully put some plans in tomorrow.
Finally, with the bat, Paul Sterling got off to his usual rocketing start, and there was some good stuff from Lorcan Tucker and a brief cameo from Getgate, but again, nobody else really seemed to stand up.
Yeah, and that's the disappointing thing. It was a pretty good wicket for the 40 overs. The intent was there, but we just didn't execute maybe as well as we wanted to. Lorcan played pretty well there, batting a 3 for the first time, and Sterling got us off to that start, but just not good enough today, and we deserved to lose.
Andy, hard luck today. Best of luck coming back and trying to square the series tomorrow evening.